Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Is there a difference between tap water and bottled water? Text to 51551. Anne says, I always drink tap water. I see other people lugging litres of water from the supermarket for no reason. I also think it's time for public water fountains to be installed so people can fill water bottles and reduce the ridiculous amount of plastic bottles being sold in the country, says Anne. Sarah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that people aren't too impressed with my tap water versus bottled water. We're going to be discussing that in just a second. Lots of other texts actually in relation to politics. Aidan says, Josepha Madigan played an important role in supporting in Paris the successful inscription of hurling and camogie in the list of UNESCO Global Intangible Cultural Heritage. I wish her very well in the future, says Aidan. And one more for now on this. Simon Harris will only be a caretaker manager, says one texter. I think he'll not only hold the position as the youngest ever, but also the shortest and youngest ever to lose the role of Taoiseach. That's a bit pessimistic from that text in relation to Simon Harris, but there you go.
There you go, is right. One in four, do you know, one in four people never drink their tap water. They choose bottled water instead. That's according to recent research published just today from the National Water Forum. 26% is the exact figure of the people surveyed said they used only bottled water. Step forth, Sarah Kyo, says I, dietitian and nutritionist. Can you hazard a guess, Sarah? You're very welcome to the programme, as to why that is.
Well, there's lots of reasons. And I know when, you know, I'm in clinic with patients and we're talking about what they're drinking. Some of it is they just don't like the taste of tap water. Mm-hmm. Some of them maybe aren't, depending on where they live. You know, there might have been boil notices in the past and they've got into the habit of drinking bottled water instead, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people do have ideas about what's in tap water that maybe aren't always accurate. You know, some people get very excited about fluoride in the water. Sometimes people, you know, I was talking to someone recently and they were saying, oh, you can't drink the water because, you know, it's hard water and it's bad for you. And you're trying to point out that actually studies show people drinking hard water get less heart disease, so it's actually quite good for you rather than the opposite. So
and in
there's
like
a lot
Flynn,
of funny ideas.
In like Flynn is Joe to 51551 who says, having a background in chemistry, I appreciate that the tap water my family and I consume is perfectly safe to drink. And that's what matters. Tastes just fine as well, says Joe. Sarah, he says.
And absolutely. And I mean, the tap water that we get in Ireland, you know, is very, very safe. It's very well taken care of. You know, it's absolutely fine. And I think as I think when listen to one of your callers there, you know, you're not using a plastic bottle with it. And at this stage, we do have more and more kind of studies coming out suggesting that the plastic from the plastic bottles is coming into the water. Is there an issue around microplastics there? You know, that, you know, there's a lot of kind of things to talk about as well as the whole environmental effect. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about companies that make water is they make plastic bottles. You know, the water comes, we can get it from the tap and, you know, it's going to be absolutely safe. And, you know, I do hear people a lot getting concerned about fluoride in water. It's been one of the most incredible public health things that we have done in terms of protecting teeth and reducing tooth decay. You know, if you look at sort of the generation ahead of us, a lot of people have no back teeth. And it's literally because tooth decay was so rampant when they were children. Okay. But the fact we fluoride in the water now has made a huge difference.
Okay, so I am one of those people who have a problem with the taste, Sarah. Not always. It just depends. It really does depend. You know, like I would really notice the difference between the water that I drink in my house in Galway to the water that I, out of the tap, I mean, to the water that I drink in Dublin, to the water that I get out of a filter jug, to the water that I get out of like a filter system. Like, and I would have a strong preference for not drinking tap water. And like, I don't mean to be snobby about it. I just don't like the taste of it.
And you're not alone, and that's true.
Thank
for lots
you.
Of people. I was talking earlier in that I used to work in the Bonscore Hospital in Glasnevin, and people would come, you know, people who were in from Dublin thought the tea tasted fine, but people who came from sort of Cork and Kerry used to complain about the tea, and they thought it's because we were using the wrong tea bags, but actually it was the difference in water in the two locations. And so there really are distinct tastes, so there is a personal preference, you know, part of it as well. And the water you grew up with is always going to taste normal and right because that's the one you're familiar with. And when you drink water from other places, it often will have a taste. And that taste does vary depending on the minerals in the water. You know, so if there's different levels of calcium and other minerals in it, it is going to give the water a different taste.
So is there anything you can do about that? Or is the filter jug or the filter fridge system the best option? Because at the moment, I don't have a filter fridge system. So I'm buying a lot of bottled water and I don't normally do that. And I'm really conscious of the amount of plastic that I'm creating and running down to my little disposable place to put in my plastic bottles. And, you know, it's just a headache I could do without. And, of course, I could just drink out of the tap to solve all of this. Well, but I don't like it.
Well, one thing to do straight away is to keep the water safe. Fair enough. You're allowed personal taste with this too. Like there's a little bit of chlorine in the water to make it safe. Now, it's totally safe that, you know, people hear chlorine and like panicking. We're not drinking swimming pools here. We're talking a little bit.
Yeah.
But it'll evaporate off. If you actually pour out a glass of water for yourself and leave it stand a couple of minutes, that little bit of chlorine actually just go off. So you might find just doing that. So sometimes actually filling a jug with water and even putting it in the fridge might be enough just to change the taste of it. Or, you know, bringing it up to room temperature, something, you know, things like that do make a difference with it.
A lot of people have private wells as well, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, I remember I remember as a teenager even taking 2 gallon buckets of water from a well at home for drinking water because it tasted nicer.
Oh, there you go. So you do admit there's a taste difference.
But I came to the level of maturity to say, for the environment and for convenience, really.
You're not organised enough to sort yourself
out. Mom, I don't want to take the buckets of water anymore. Yeah, but there you go. There is a difference, of course. But come on, people. And for the environment, for plastic. But one idea, Sarah, do you agree with me, with this texter who said, wouldn't it be great to have public fountains of water that you could use and drink?
I'm living in Fingal, and I love the parks recently that Fingal County Council have put in, and I presume the OPW have put in fountains where you can actually refill water. And it's the most amazing thing because it's fantastic to see people there filling their water bottles in the park rather than buying another bottle of plastic, basically, that's just going to get thrown away. So it's definitely something that's starting, and I totally agree with the person who suggested that. I think that's such a good idea. It makes total sense from an environmental point of view to have that access available for people.
The campaign starts here. There you go. Seconded by Sarah Kilby, dietitian and nutritionist. Thank you very much indeed.